I'm Maura Bennett with Colorado Ag Today. Colorado Farm Bureau is asking the USDA to make a disaster declaration for fruit-growing counties on the western slope. Growers are calculating huge losses after a freeze in early April. Grower and president of the Mason County Farm Bureau, Bruce Talbot, says he and Mesa County President Olin Lund believe the request is justified.
Yes, that is appropriate. That is our level of damage.
Temperatures dropped to a record low 19 degrees on the 13th. That freeze was a killer for most new buds on local fruit trees. Talbot tells Colorado Ag Today he might be optimistic to say that 20% of the peach crop survived.
I've talked about the Colorado industry, but our situation is such that we have orchards in the middle of Orchard Mesa, we have orchards in central Orchard Mesa, we have orchards in east Orchard Mesa, we have them in Vineland, we have them west of Palisade, we have them north of Palisade. So usually our crop is pretty representative of the state crop.
A letter from Farm Bureau President Don Shawcroft to Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says a disaster declaration would lend itself to the further expansion of other relief programming, and that extra support for these farmers could be the tipping point for their businesses, helping them to survive a difficult time. Colorado produces about 17,000 tons of peaches each year at a value of about $40 million, according to the Farm Bureau.
I'm Maura Bennett. Thank you for listening to the Ag Information Network of the West.